Live from the Mobile Podcasting Studio in beautiful Burbank, California, it's the Random Bush Show with me, your host, Content Warning Andrew Bush. That's right, Content Warning Andrew Bush, here to warn you about the content of this show. Content is coming to you fast and hard and possibly in a way that may not be pleasant to everyone's listening ears. So without further ado, let's see what content is behind door number one.
Do it now, at this moment. You want me to do it? Okay, yep. And now,
the Random Bush.
Do enjoy.
Today's episode is brought to us by dragons. Dragons, making douchey princes look like heroes since the Dark Ages. You go, dragons.
Sean, you got him? I got him. Okay.
Dude, you know what? You know what we should do? We should both get a hotel. We should both get a hotel. Just stay away from Felicia tonight. You know what? I'm breaking the cell phone. Dude, don't break my cell phone. It's my cell phone.
Don't break the cell phone. That's not... We're going to get you both a new cell phone.
With my number. This is my number, though. Okay. He can't have my
number.
You
are both getting a new number.
Why did I pay for this when he's acting as if he's the only person here?
Here's what we're going to do. Okay. Here's what we're going to do. Okay. All four of us are going back to your place.
Who's talking to us right now? Is it random or random?
Random.
Which one are you thinking that you are?
I'm random right now.
You're random right now.
Right now.
Wearing the shirt.
Yes.
Wearing the blue.
Wearing the blue shirt.
Wearing
random.
Blue shirt, red, pink
blue
pants.
Blue shirt, pink pants. Yes. Okay. Random has a blue shirt, pink pants. Uh-huh. Randolph has a pink shirt, blue pants.
Gotcha.
Okay. This is confusing. I'm both of them. All right. Here's what we're going to do, guys. It's me, Random. All four of us are going to go back to Andrew's apartment, Andrew and Felicia's apartment. And Felicia will be home in about an hour. Mm-hmm. So we're all just going to, the five of us will all sit down and flush this out. Felicia is smarter than all five of us. Mm-hmm. Well, four of us.
Yeah.
So she's going to come up with a solution to this that we would never be able to consider. Mm-hmm. Okay, don't call Felicia. No, not right now. This is an in-person thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Were you about to call Felicia?
No, I'm going to text her and ask her if she actually
Yes, actually do that. Yeah, yeah. Totally do that in reality. Yeah. All right, so we're all going to go to the house. We will sit down like reasonable people. Andrew, I'm really kind of like, I've never seen you behave like this. You're so friendly with other people.
Yeah, but it's him though.
This is so weird.
I mean, it's me. It's him, me, but it's, you know.
Okay, we're going to go back to your guys' place. Okay, here's an idea. Me and this Andrew are going to go back to your place, and Randolph and that Andrew will take separate ways so that you mm-hmm. guys aren't in each other's hair.
We only have one car to get back.
That's okay.
And I'm driving.
Okay, you guys take your car. Andrew and I will take an Uber.
Okay, fine. Well, no, you can ride with us. You guys can both ride in the back if you want to.
Are you guys
going
to...
Yeah, I'll find... You know what? I get shotgun. I get shotgun, and then you can go ahead and drive. I don't want to fucking drive. You drive. Why do you get to go?
Okay, guys, let's just walk to the car and we'll flip a coin.
Good. Yes.
Okay, awesome.
Finally.
Awesome. Okay, so we get to the car. We drive back to your place. Does anything happen in the car?
No.
Okay, so
we
get to the car.
We sit in silence.
Angry silence?
Andrew sideseat drives the other. Watch out for that guy. Yep. I know. I see him.
Me and the other Sean just sit in the back, try not to laugh because we know it's making
him.
You more angry.
Yeah.
And we're trying to be like the peacekeepers in this scenario.
Yeah, I know. I've been driving for a while. Yeah, well, apparently not long enough.
Maybe one of you should sit in the back, guys. Okay, so we get to your house.
Mm-hmm.
We're now at your house.
Yeah.
Felicia's been apprised of the situation, so mm-hmm. she gets out of work early and comes home. Like, oh, my husband did something stupid.
Yeah.
I got to get home right away because apparently I have two husbands now. No,
yeah.
no, no, same guy. He went to McCloney's. Yeah, they mm-hmm. should close that place. It does seem illegal. I don't know why they just let anybody into McCloney's. That's
mm-hmm.
ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I want to throw in a, here's the thing about McCloney's. It's well known.
Yeah.
After 6 months, the clone starts to break down.
Oh,
right. So regardless
okay.
of who the clone is,
yeah.
we're going to eventually figure this
yeah.
out because like first it's kind of mental,
mm-hmm.
like they just kind of lose their capacity. Maybe they start forgetting things.
Yeah.
Like their skin gets a little saggy
mm-hmm.
and they're prematurely aged. Not like they look old, but they just like their eyes sink in, their skin looks sallow.
Yeah.
And, right. You
yeah,
know,
yeah.
so, okay. So we're going to figure this out. right? Mm-hmm. But that's some time away. We got the next 6 months to get through.
Right.
So, has Felicia gotten back to you yet?
No. No, I don't know if she's going to.
It's difficult to explain.
I don't know if she's
text,
going to, yeah.
Because I really want to know what she says.
She's. Like, I don't think she's going to be in it to talk about
no,
it.
No, she's
yeah.
probably at work.
Yeah, she's probably, or asleep, like, yeah.
I'm busy. I don't care. Yeah. You just cloned yourself? What?
So, how do you determine which one of you is the clone and which one's not?
Well, I mean, time will tell.
Time will tell. So you have no interest.
You have
well,
the
like,
exact
I was,
same memories?
I was under the impression, I was really under the impression that this clone was going to live forever. So we were pretty much going to decide either through rock, paper, scissors or a coin flip or something that one of us was probably going to take off.
Well, I think the ideal, like everybody said, okay, Sean, mm-hmm. how do we solve this problem? This is my solution. Mm-hmm. We take Felicia down to make clonies.
Yeah.
We have a clone of Felicia.
Uh-huh.
We purposely don't know which one is the beta. Or the that creates a second problem.
That creates another problem because now the prime thinks that he may be with her beta.
Well,
he doesn't like that idea.
Yeah, but we can't have the beta with the prime.
Yeah,
we got it. Well, no, the problem is 6 months from now.
Yeah,
because what if we mismatch them, and the prime Felicia and the prime Andrew have been with the other and having different experiences for 6 months? What I was thinking was that Andrew and Felicia could go back to Florida. And this Andrew and Felicia could stay here in California.
Well, that's what I was saying.
Because you have a home
yeah,
in both
Yeah, that's
places.
What I was going to say. One of the Andrews is going to go back to Florida for a while and just
I think that's the best. Clearly, you guys aren't getting along.
For 6 months. And then, I mean, I think this is a perfect situation because then we can kind of decide from there whether, you know, if okay, so I'm going to go ahead and say that me as the Andrew, well, I don't know how we're going to flip a coin on it. Because I don't know how we're going to decide this. I don't know
if
how
it's
we're
any consolation
out.
6 months from now, one of us is a
yeah.
drug addict.
Yeah.
And the other one's wildly successful.
Well, because one of them's going to go because one of them's going to go home to Florida and they're going to get a job when they're going to start working there in Florida where they, you know, where they can afford things and do things. The other one's going to stay here and live with Felicia. But the problem is
it's that very different life experiences.
It's very different life experiences.
Things
they're
are more expensive out
things.
Here, but more interesting.
I have no idea how they're going to determine how to do this. We would have to flip a coin because I'm thinking, well, that would really suck. I wouldn't get to live with Felicia, but I could still like call her on the phone.
No. You have your own Felicia. There's a clone of Felicia.
No, because she doesn't agree to clone.
Oh, okay. So
yeah,
let's say she's not.
Let's say she doesn't agree. She's just like, let's just assume right now she doesn't get a clone. She doesn't clone.
Okay.
Clone
well,
herself.
I mean, that's what yeah. we should have done
yeah.
also.
Yeah.
had we been reasonable. No, she's
Do you have a coin on you? You do have a coin.
I do have a coin.
Yeah, let's go ahead and do this because this is how I'm gonna determine this. I want to go through this for real here. Yes, that's good. Here we go. Okay. So I am Andrew A.
Okay.
He is Andrew 1.
Okay, just 1 second. Hey, Sean, I think Andrew 1 is the prime. Really, you think Andrew A is the prime? No shit. I don't know. Just, you know, spinning my wheels. Okay. Okay, cool. Let's spin the coin.
So, Andrew A.
Or flip the coin. If you spin that coin, we're totally fucked.
Andrew A is wearing the beta clothes, but Andrew 1 is wearing the Andrew clothes. But I'm going to say that if it's heads, okay, Andrew 1, this is confusing to me. Andrew 1, if it's heads, all right, heads is stay in California, tails is go to Florida.
Okay, on Andrew 1.
On Andrew 1.
Is Andrew A also flipping a coin?
No.
Or he's acquiesced
Andrew
1's
just
going to
do it. He's just saying, I'm going to do this flip.
And the other Andrew agrees.
Yeah, because the other Andrew would agree to that.
Gotcha.
He's like, fine. Like, you know what? Because it doesn't matter who flips it. It's not going to be a whole.
It's 50-50. There's 50-50. Two of us. Sure.
Okay, so here we go.
Here we go. So Andrew A is
staying in California.
And so Andrew 1.
So Andrew 1 goes to Florida.
Which one gets Felicia?
The one that stays in California because he lives with her.
Okay.
So I get to stay with Felicia and he has to go.
Fine,
I'll go. Whatever. I don't care.
I don't think he's going to feel like that.
No, but it's, you know, it's.
Erase
listen,
all of
listen,
this.
Hold on. In 6 months, he's going to be deteriorating. Felicia will call me then and then I'll just come back.
Yeah, but
so I get
point,
6 months and like to make a life for myself out there and it's fine.
But
just don't do that. Like you guys just stay separated until we can figure this out. It's 6 months. It's not a big deal. We could do this.
So out of the three of you, none of you are having sex for the next 6 months. You've just decided.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a reasonable.
Yeah.
That's a solution.
We decide that because
there's a timeline on it. It's not like
he'll
forever.
He'll go. Yeah. He's going to go away.
So you're all in agreement.
Yeah.
You've decided. And because of this, I happen to know that your apartment has two bedrooms in it.
Yes.
So you're going to split up the bedrooms.
Yeah.
Felicia has her own bedroom.
I'll sleep in that bedroom and she can sleep in that other bedroom. bedroom.
Okay, well, now, so which one's going to Florida?
Andrew 1.
Andrew 1 is going to Florida. Mm-hmm. Okay, so, I mean, as Andrew 1 is leaving, from his perspective, he's never going to see his wife again. Or, because in 6 months, he might be dead.
No, exactly.
They both think they're prime. So from his perspective,
so he's saying
he's going to spend six months
in Florida and, you know, whatever, going and having a job. And then after 6 months, he's going to come, like, he's going to be able to go right back to California, jump right back into his job, right back in with his wife. It's just a temporary thing. It's not a big deal to me.
But this guy is going to be you for 6 months. He might make changes to your life that you would have made in those situational.
He acts enough like me. I don't think he's going to make too drastic of changes. I'm going to call him. 6 months
and your boss is pissed at you for something.
I'll call him and we'll talk. Like, he's going to be on his best behavior. I think for 6 months we can figure it out and it's fine, because I think at this point what we're thinking is that I don't want to be a detriment to my prime.
I get that.
You know what I mean? Even if but I'm not the beta.
I gotcha.
Like, you know what I mean? But I don't want to be the detriment to them, you know? So we'll just figure it out from there. Cause I wholeheartedly feel like this is for the best. He's leaving. He's going to go to Florida. I feel like this is the best, you know, I'm just going to go to Florida for six months and I'll be right back.
No, that's reasonable. This totally makes sense. Okay. So Andrew 1 has gone off to Florida.
Yes.
And Andrew A has stayed here.
Yes.
Okay. Here's the reveal. Andrew A is the clone. So you are in Florida right now. The prime.
Oh,
the
prime's in Florida.
The prime has gone to Florida.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the thing. When Andrew A starts to break down, he's spent like 4.5-6 months like, I never got to see that asshole again. Mm-hmm. He's in Florida, you know, doing all the stuff that my mom wants him to do. This is a win-win.
Yeah.
You know, like, ha, ha, ha. But then he starts to realize, like, wait, where are my keys? Wait, what is? Oh, no. I'm the clone.
Mm.
And he starts sabotaging your life.
Oh.
Not on purpose.
Shit.
Because he's forgetting his memory.
Yeah.
And he's, you know, losing his balance or he's losing his competence as an individual.
Yeah.
So at work, he poops himself every once in a while.
Yeah.
You know, he always forgets that important thing that your boss told him to do. So, like, when you do come back, your boss is going to pull you in and be like, you know, Andrew, last couple of months, you've been in a bad way. I don't know what's going on. You straightened yourself right out. I'm so happy.
So this is at the point.
Were you pooping yourself?
I would call myself in Florida and say, you got to come get me and take me to the hospital because I think we figured this out.
Oh, okay.
And then we would work it from there. So the animosity only comes from the fact that we don't know who's who.
Oh, it's that's once, definitely once you know.
Once I know.
Yeah, that's a different story entirely.
Once 100%, like, I'm like, I'm the beta, even though I feel like I'm the prime, I'd be like, whatever. Like, you know, like,
sure.
What the fuck ever, dude? Like, just don't treat me badly because, you know, I'm you. So, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's that sort of thing. I think it's just the idea that his fucking arrogance and cockiness when it comes to thinking that he knows that he's prime just makes me, like, just irks me.
Sure.
Like, how do you know?
And I feel like versa visa.
Yeah.
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 All right. Okay. So that's you.
Yeah. Are you guys ever going to try and figure it out? Or are you just going to try and live in harmony?
Well, see, here's the thing.
I mean, you try and split off and go different ways. You try and do something and then
the harmony is true to a certain extent.
Uh-huh.
But I mean, like, there is some, we only have one bed.
Yeah.
I'm not sharing it.
Yeah.
So I'd like to think that we would come together to build a second bed.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, like, work
and switch off. And, like, would you get to sleep in that bed and he gets to sleep in this other bed?
Actually, to be honest,
would you build a bed in here in the studio?
Well, I know me as a creative person, we would end up arguing like, well, I'm going to sleep in the new bed.
Yeah.
No, I want to sleep in the new bed.
Yeah.
You know, like, that would be the kind of thing. But we would work it out. Yeah, we would need separate spaces. Since we've decided that he's going to be the performer, the spotlight, mm-hmm. the chasing that dream, and I'm going to be the creative, the storyteller, the developer,
uh-huh.
this changes perspective from me.
Yeah.
I hate the dieting and exercise and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason I do it is because it's a, what do they call it when you take a medication, you get a side effect.
Yeah.
Okay. The exercise and the dieting and all the stuff that I do, that's all a side effect of pursuing performance.
Uh-huh.
It's not, I want to be, I don't care about my health. Mm-hmm. I do to a certain extent. Of course I care about my health. I wouldn't be a giant hopeful.
But it's more of, you're more of trying to look
right.
a certain way.
For I would likely have my dad's body, which isn't a horrible thing. Uh-huh. He's an adult man, white guy, little, pudgy around the center, but not, I mean, he can handle himself. He's not invalid or anything like that. So I would, Sean Randolph would acquiesce to that physicality. It wouldn't be that big of a deal. So you'd be more cherubic. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? And also really wouldn't care as much. I don't care about the way I look in public as far as presentational. I'm not like, did you see my new shoes? Did you see this? But Random does. Mm-hmm. Sean Random cares about that stuff a great deal. I'm always surprised about it when I'm shopping specifically for Sean Random, how different of a consideration of a mental process it is. And sometimes I actually stop and I'm like, I really don't care about this stuff. I'm like, oh, but I have to because it's a presentational thing. It's a character. It's a this and that. I fall out of it and I forget and I have to remind myself, like there are qualities to Random that he cares about that I don't. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, oh man, I'm crazy. I might have a problem.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. So are you Randolph or Random at this point?
I'm Randolph.
You're Randolph. Randolph is the writer.
I'm the writer. I'm the creative storyteller person. But again, I'm going to start wearing my hoodies and my sweatpants and my boots.
And Random goes
and
out
t-shirts.
And pursues performance.
Random.
And exercising. And
Random does nothing but exercise, mm-hmm. eat right, mm-hmm. hit auditions all day long.
Yep.
When he's not in auditions, he's chasing management. And
so
he's know who he is. He's every 23-year-old in this town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is what happens.
Okay, here we go.
Sean Random.
If we had more than 6 months, it'd be a huge
Sean
divide.
Random.
Okay, Random, yes.
Within the first 3 months, hits a pretty big audition.
Really?
Yeah, he
gets
pretty big audition.
Did I help him prepare?
You helped him prepare. So you read lines and everything. He's been doing really, really good. They put him on a more extreme exercise program because they're wanting him to play a villain in like a superhero movie.
I just realized something. I'm sorry, you're totally right, and I'm with you, but I just need to point out, without Random?
Yeah.
Sean Randolph writes a lot of romance and adventure.
Yeah.
And sci-fi.
Mm-hmm.
But Random has been the constant comedic influence. So all of my goofy, fun, weird things I've been doing these last couple of years, they wouldn't be. They would be love stories and adventure stories and possibly historical pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit. Randolph's kind of boring. When I separate the two, because Random's a lot of fun, but I don't want him as my roommate.
Well, he hit an audition. He has some callbacks.
Random will steal your girl.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. Go on.
He has some callbacks. They're thinking about putting.
But Randolph doesn't stand a chance.
He's not getting a. It's not a major part, but he is going to be playing like a henchman in a superhero. Super
All right.
Villain.
FaceTime. Marvel space
lines.
Okay.
You know, people are going to go, "Who's that guy
standing next to a really famous person on a big screen?" That's a big deal.
Yeah.
Actually,
so he starts to do
level.
That.
Incidentally, I've already played that character. I was a security guard. I was standing next to Ice Cube. I don't know if you remember when I was in Straight Outta Compton for all of 4 seconds. Anyhow, go on.
so he's getting ready to do that.
That's
but he
a
has,
true thing.
He has lines. He's in a fight scene. He's in like a
I'm
fight.
I'm in a fight scene?
Yeah, he's like
Kick
one of those.
Ass. Well, not me, but
Well,
him.
He's in one of those things where it's in a fight scene.
That's awesome. Good on him. I hope he sneaks me on set. That's cool.
So they start, they start filming. Halfway through filming, he starts to get coffee.
Oh, no.
And starts feeling a little bit sick.
Oh, no.
And can't remember his lines, can't remember the choreography.
Oh, no. Okay.
So they start thinking,
oh, shit, I fucked up.
Maybe we need to recast this guy.
Oh, no. Okay, I'm sorry. Keep going.
So they decide we might have to recast this guy.
I didn't even think about this. You're so maniacal, Andrew.
And he comes to you and is like, hey, man.
He's the beta, right?
He's the beta.
Oh,
you've been the prime this entire time.
That's...
And kind
of
says...
I was a little suspicious of that.
Really?
To be honest, I was. Once I introduced the six-month thing, I was like, oh, I just fucked up. Because we were going to find ourselves here.
No, I knew that you were going to be prime all along. I always knew that
Oh, did
you?
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm glad
I
to hear
always
that.
Thought, because I told you in the very beginning, I was like, I'm going to tell you which one you are at the end.
That's
I was
right.
Like,
no.
I'm just going to make him prime.
The moment I said the six-month thing, I knew we'd be here.
Yeah.
At the moment I said it, I was like, oh fuck, I got a cold chill. I was like, I just fucked up.
Thank you for joining us. I'm Uncle Frank, and this is Monster Proofing This Old House. Today is going to be a bit of a family affair, as I'm very excited to be joined by my nephew David and his lovely wife Elizabeth. I can't begin to tell you how it fills me with pride to be standing here on the front lawn of my young nephew's first home. Now to get started off, this is an older model English Tudor style 3-bedroom, 2-bath house which was very popular in this region about 75 years ago. None of the previous owners had children, but as you can see, these two will soon be a small family of three. This home has never seen any monster proofing. We had a bit of a scare the other night, and though everything worked out fine, we went ahead and did a preliminary assessment of the home, and I had put in some temporary precautions. Today, we intend to remove those and build in some permanent monster proofing installations. Now, nothing is too good for my family, so I pulled out all the stops on this setup, bringing in some of the top-of-the-line, state-of-the-art monster proofing technologies. Let's go ahead and get started. With every monster-proofing job, you must always consider monster-preferred entranceways and hosting spaces. These, of course, consist of the primary four major monster hotspots. Basements and attics tend to be the primary hosting spaces, provided a bedroom has not become recently vacated due to death or illness. And, of course, that leaves open closets and from under beds as the preferred entrance method. We've decided to start here in the basement. We're going to start from the bottom and work our way up, as they say. Here we find a typical home basement layout. Cement walls, open floor plan, and a very traditional light bulb loosely dangling from a cord. In addition, there's some residual cast-off light from the source at the top of the stairs. Now, it's very important in tight spaces such as this that there are multiple light sources. The more lighting, the better, but at the very least have a light source in two different corners to diffuse the shadow depth. As we all know, monsters can hide within shadows provided they're dark enough. Jumping or merely reaching from a shadow in a dark space is a staple point move in every monster's tool belt. Now, as a precautionary measure, what we've done here is installed additional lighting in the form of track lighting in five different locations along the exposed beams. Now, as you can see, not only is every corner well lit, but because of the multiple sources of light, shadow depth is practically non-existent. Hey, Dave and Betsy?
Yeah, Uncle Frank?
Now that this space has been locked down as monster-free and clear, maybe next weekend we'll finish this space out. I'm thinking a laundry room, a little storage space in the back, and maybe a man cave for Dave and I to hang out in.
Hey, 2 out of 3 ain't bad, Frank.
Each and every bedroom will present the same challenges. This house has 3 bedrooms, this one, the master bedroom, and a guest room. Each will be given the same installations, though we've decided to focus on the build-out in this particular room specifically, as this bedroom is intended for the couple's expected child, who will be arriving in...
About 3 weeks, Frank.
Well then, not a moment too soon. Let's get into it. Well, now we find ourselves within the epicenter of monster activity in this home. As I've said before, every bedroom is just as vulnerable. However, this room will have the child residing within it. We all know monsters gain their sustenance from fear. That is why so many of them find useful purpose of and mutually beneficial gains within the judicial, political, and bike courier fields of employment. Though their true drug of choice is the pure fear of a child, which makes where the child sleeps such a tasty temptation. Now, the main entrance point for any monster is either through the back of the closet or from under the bed. Back of the closet entrance point is easily solvable. As we all know, every monster's kryptonite are doors. Monsters can't stand a closed door, but can do nothing about it, adding to their rage. So provided you keep the door closed to any closet, the monster will not be able to come and go through said passage. It is important to keep in mind that though the monster cannot pass through the door, they can still get into the closet space. So should you be suspicious that a monster is within your closet, fear not as long as the door is closed. Ensure that you do not open the door to investigate until the full light of day. And don't worry, they won't destroy anything. Monsters are very fond of differing textures and will likely just rub some of your clothing against various parts of their bodies. That is why you'll often find things on the floor of a closet for no reason. You're going to want to wash that before you wear it again. At worst, they may leave behind a poop in your closet, but only in the case that the household has a cat or a dog. This ploy will lead to the house owner putting the pet outdoors, leaving the house free to roam by the monster who had left the poop. They're very tricky and resourceful in that manner. For under the bed protection, we're bringing in the big guns. This is the Monster Stopper 8000. We'll be equipping each of the bedrooms with one of these units. Basically, it's a solid frame steel gate held in place by casters on a drop rate rail. The brilliance of design is not only its easy installation, just adjust frame posts according to the bed's width and height, one size fits all. Simply slide the unit under the bed and secure in place. By twisting the easy to use hand cranks found at each end of the post, it's easy as 1, 2, 3. No sweat and no mess. But the real genius in this design is where the Monster Stopper 8000 leaves its predecessors in the dust. If you notice right here at the end of this unit, you'll see a little green LED indicator. What this light indicates is that the Monster Stopper 8000 is armed and ready. Should a monster attempt to crawl out from under this bed, the Monster Stopper 8000 springs into action, not only blocking the monster from the entrance, but further trapping the monster in its ethereal form and sucking into this little vacuum chamber. In that case, the Monster Stopper 8000 will notify you, changing the green LED indicator light to a flashing red. Each of these units come equipped with a vacuum chamber large enough to hold up to 3 normal-sized monsters, or up to 5 smaller-sized monsters at one time. It is suggested that you always clean the vacuum chamber after every use, and you'll want to replace the filter at least once every 2 years. When emptying the vacuum chamber, you may be tempted to rid yourself of the monster by flushing it down the toilet, trash compactor, or perhaps driving far from your home and releasing it into the wilderness. I should remind you that though monsters are a personal burden, they are also often members of a community who have jobs, responsibilities, and families of their own that are expecting them at home at the end of the night. As always, I remind you, just because they're monsters doesn't mean we have to be. I find the best way to clean my vacuum chamber is to wait until about an hour before sunset, and then release them about 15 feet from a well-shaded space. The light will keep them encumbered, but the shade will provide them a safe place to sit and think about what they've done until the dark of night comes on. I like to release them as close to the home they are captured in as possible, not only for their transportation convenience, but more importantly so they will communicate to the monster community in that direct area, making them aware that the home is not to be trifled with. This house is almost up to my standard of monster preparation. Up next, we have the Dreaded Attic Space, but fear not, Uncle Frank has saved the best for last. I have a 3-step, no-fail approach to that hot bed of monster activity. So stick around and we'll get to all that after this word from our sponsors.
When you leave a comment on our iTunes page or various other podcast aggregators, what you do is you make it so that our show becomes more discoverable to other great listeners like you. We work really hard on this show, and we want for everybody to be able to discover it, but they're not going to be able to do so if you don't leave a comment. So if you like the show, take 2 minutes of your time, leave a quick comment about it on our iTunes page, maybe a couple of stars, maybe 5 stars. 5 stars would be amazing. 4 stars, that would be pretty awesome too. 3 stars, I mean, I'll take it. 2 stars, what'd I do to you? 1 star, what, do we have some kind of history that I'm unaware of? If you could leave us 5 stars and a quick review, it would mean the world to us. Thank you so very much.
Thus ends the sexiest episode of Random Bush we ever had, and I hope you enjoyed it. Holy cow, I know that I did. I mean, a moo! That's a holy cow right there. We are going to see you next week, or you're going to hear us next week. I don't know, maybe I'll see you. Who knows how we'll interact in the street? What if, like, you look at my ID somehow, and I'm like, you're like a bouncer at a club, and I'm like, can I get in here? And you're like, holy cow, you're Andrew Bush. You probably wouldn't say holy cow, because I already made that joke. Anyways, have a great day, week, month, year, you know, depending on what time you're listening to this. It could be New Year's. Who knows? Have a good one. Thanks for listening. Bye.